This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Adel, do you, or should I? I feel weird answering someone else's door, but I can.
Yeah, let me go ahead and unlock. Sorry, I'm just a little worried about security. Unlock.
Sure.
Thumbprint, face scan, eye scan, left eye scan, foot bath, and here we go. Hello.
Hi, I'm with the Girl Scouts of America, and we're selling boxes of riddles. How many boxes can I put you down for?
Ooh, what happened to the cookies?
We ran out.
That makes sense.
Wait, when did you run out? Because this form just says cookie boxes all over it. It's like Samoas. That's not a type of riddle, is it?
This says thin hints?
Yeah, thin hints.
Can I have some thin hints?
Sure. How many boxes of thin hints do you want?
And let's just think of some more than it says. Why don't we just think of some more than it says?
Yeah, oh, some more than it says. That's a box.
Okay, what else? Riddles, but... some other Girl Scout.
So I'll put you both down for 10 boxes each. Is that okay? Of riddles?
Solve-alongs. Is
10 boxes?
Something?
There's not enough riddles in the world, dear girl.
Yeah, 10 boxes? You got to be fucking kidding me.
Whoa, okay. Can we talk to your manager? My feelings. No, I am my own manager. I'm sort of in charge of the Oh, my God. Adel, GPC, it's me, Aaron.
Oh, I thought you looked like Aaron, but with pigtails.
I did not want to be rude, but you look so fucking old.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
I think it's the pigtails.
In comparison to a little, you know, a little girl selling cookies, right? You have a grown woman.
I hit a Girl Scout with my bike, and you can see her back there. She's sort of waving, holding her arm.
Sort of.
I told her that I would take over for the rest of her route. So here I am. I'm going to put you guys down for like 100 boxes each.
I had this same thing happen to me, but it was a vice president of ad sales at a golf club.
Oh.
Yeah.
So that'll be like, I don't know, like $20,000 each. You guys can Venmo me. Thank you. Yes. And then I'll pass along the money to them.
Solve-alongs. That's another... Let's just take a closer look at the cookies. Sorry,
Wait a second. That little girl out there in the distance who's waving, Adel.
Yep.
That looks like it's made of like press board, right? That looks like it was maybe like printed out like a Kinko's. That doesn't look like a person, huh?
She's give
not
me the money.
Moving. She just blew away. How much did that girl weigh?
I know it's rude to ask a girl. Slams door, rips off sash. Fine, let's do an episode of Hey Riddle Riddle, I guess.
Aaron, you're on the other side of the door.
You slammed the door. Did you rip off the sash? I'm in suspense.
Doorbell.
Hold on. Okay, there you go.
Let me in. I want to do an episode.
All right. Unlock. Thumbprint scan, eye scan, other eye scan, foot bath.
Why do you do a foot bath?
Aaron, honey, you can't afford it. You got to be doing a foot bath.
Okay. Let's do an episode of Favorite or Riddle. What's up, Adel and JPC? I'm the third host, Aaron. What's up, guys?
You said our names like you were reading them off a cue card.
Yeah. Well.
Even your own.
They're hard to remember.
Aaron, do you ever go get a pedicure?
Sometimes. Very rarely, though.
You don't like a pedicure? What's going on?
Kind of expensive, manicures and pedicures.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless
but you know
I'm, like,
what?
In a wedding, I don't splurge on them.
Oh, Aaron, you're not supposed to splurge on him, okay?
People are professional. That was such a long pause. That was such a pregnant pause. My God.
The people are professionals. If you, okay. If you splurge on them, you could go to jail.
It happens to everybody.
What do you want?
Riddles. We want riddles.
I want riddles. I don't want to be talking about manicures and pedicures. I will.
Okay, so.
But you said foot bath, and that just made me, I got a pedicure last week, and I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, how was it?
Foot bath.
Luxurious?
Yeah, it's great. I like it. It's a fun experience. It's one of those. I would much rather do that than a massage. I think like a manicure and a pedicure, because you come out of it with something. Whereas a massage, I'm like, oh, great, thank you. Like you did your job. You like touched all the parts of my body. Congratulations.
Nixon, what was that?
Yes,
I'm not a crook.
But with a manicure and a pedicure, you come out and your nails look good and they've cleaned all the dead skin away. But I have ticklish, like the middle bottom of my feet are ticklish, and they go at it with that little brush, and I can't help but just be,
You're like the Pillsbury Doughboy, but with feet.
I am. I'm the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Wait, what, Aaron?
Does he not have, hold on.
Well, Aaron, I'm saying Pillsbury Doughboy, famously, you poke him in his little tummy and he gives a little hoo-hoo.
Right, but does he not have feet?
It's interesting because I Googled Pillsbury Doughboy and it auto-completed to Pillsbury Doughboy feet. But I think that might just be
splurge on feet.
I mean, this is a compliment. Does. He looks a little like Sean, doesn't he?
With blue if eyes. It's a compliment.
I mean, this is a compliment.
Great smile, blue eyes. I think I might have a crush on the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Paper white.
That's good.
No feet.
Usually, though, the people are always professionals, but this time the lady who was doing my scrubbing of the bottom of my foot, she was laughing at me pretty hard as I was clutching the chair and giggling. And I said, this is a normal giggle, ma'am. I don't know what your experience with a giggle is, but this one's pretty normal. It's pretty standard, box standard giggle.
My feet are also ticklish, and that part is borderline painful. It's so ticklish.
Yeah.
Uncomfortable.
I'd say even same with like a nail file. When somebody puts a nail file on my toenails for whatever reason, it's like it feels awful. It feels so bad.
Well, wait. Do you mean in terms of being ticklish, or do you mean it just hurts?
Oh. It just, the sensation is awful.
Yeah,
I have
I'm
sensitive nails.
You have sensitive nails.
Also, anytime I get a manicure, I'll get a color,
uh-huh.
And every single time they'll be like, "Really?" And I'm like,
"Fuck that!"
Yeah, and they're like, "What? You sure?" And I'm like, what are you talking about? It's my toes. Like, what are you? It's always very weird.
Yeah, masculinity is so strong that it's taken down by a tiny bit of paint.
Every time I go, they ask me, they're like, do you want a color? And I go, why? So that I have another job to do when I have to fucking take all this shit off? No,
comes
I don't
off on
think
its
so.
Own.
What's that, Aaron?
It fades on its own.
Yeah, and it fades just naturally. And it just always like, fades clean. And it fades the same on all 10 and all 20 of them.
Just good like point.
What would you, if you had, okay, if we opened up a nail salon, what would we call it?
JPC's Nail Salon.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because you'd be handling all the finances and all the ins and outs.
Do nail salons have a lot of puns? I just see a lot of like last name nails and stuff like that. Like I don't necessarily see a lot of pun
nailed
nail salon
it.
Names.
Cute Uncle's Cuticles.
Cute uncle's it. Cuticles.
Sorry, never mind. Erase.
What about a cubicle's cuticles? And it's just like an office set up with a bunch of cubicles, except they're little nail, you know, salon booths.
And the whole time you're getting a manicure or pedicure, you have to have a phone in the crook of your neck, and you have to be doing business.
And somebody just like pops in with like a mug of coffee over the side of one. Yes. And it's just like, hey, just checking in. I've seen this. What's on Saturday's reports about?
And when you see that business pop up in Southern California, I didn't steal that idea from you. I actually had it first and I've been working on it for a long time.
Okay. Interesting. That's fun.
So today on the show, she says, trying to.
She's looking around the room. Hoping there's riddles on the wall.
I was in Uber this past week. And you know when you're in an Uber and you're on a riddle podcast?
For a week?
Yeah, I was in there for a week. Well, it felt like a week. And
I missed the turn.
And I was asked about my work, my several jobs.
Uh-huh.
Talking about some of my jobs. Great. Got to, and then also I'm on a riddle podcast. I normally lie in an Uber.
Yeah.
Because I just don't want to put that on the person. because it's just painful. So when I get to the riddle podcast part, she goes, "Oh my gosh, tell me a riddle."
Yeah. Big mistake.
My face got so hot and it hurt.
And you go, "I can't think of one." And she goes, "How many episodes?" And you go, 280.
280 episodes. Truly, like my face got numb. And I was like, when you go to market, like I couldn't
when you go to market? Anything. When, like, when you go to market, which little piggy?
I panicked and was like
How
trying to reverse engineer the riddles that I... that are in our theme song, and I couldn't even think of our theme song.
Oh,
and I felt like such an idiot and like looked like I was lying about having a riddle podcast. So I decided
even worse
that I was going to use up one of my episodes.
Use up?
Well, here's the thing.
Aaron only gets nine episodes, of course, famously.
I've gotten feedback all from men that my episodes stress them out because I try
to
get through
too many. Why are you soliciting feedback from men?
I'm not. I never have. They say that my episodes stress them out because I try to get through too many riddles. So I'm turning a new leaf. I'm going to make these not stressful. But before I do, I asked our Instagram followers what they think the best riddle of all time is.
Okay.
I took all the ones that I got multiple times and I found like probably just the most well-known version of that riddle. I have 32 of them. We're going to do a bracket to decide what riddle I tell to Uber drivers or anyone who asks me to tell them a riddle from now on.
That makes sense. That's a really good, that's a smart plan.
So Aaron, can I just want to recap this so I have this right.
Yes.
You got some feedback that your episodes are stressful because you try and get through too many riddles. So
and
what
so
you've done is you've prepared
time.
32 riddles.
And this is the last time. And this is what I'm saying is I heard the feedback. Okay, so let's do this bracket. I'm going to read the riddle. Most of these, I'd say 80 to 90% of these you've heard before. So you need to answer them. And then I'll read the second one. And then you decide which of those two moves on. Make
Got
sense?
It. Aaron, by the way, I was going to say that I think I told you this, but I had some HVAC people coming over to do contract work and they saw my studio and they asked me what I did for work. And without thinking, I said I was a guitar teacher. And they asked zero follow-up questions. And there's not a single guitar in my entire house.
Thank God, though. What would you have said?
I don't know, Aaron. I don't know. I didn't think if I just said guitar teacher. I don't know why it slipped out. I said guitar teacher. And they were like, oh, that makes sense.
I teach air guitar lessons. Do you want some?
I just tell people dog breeder.
I love that. What happens after
the end of... Well, I put down a plate of spaghetti. Oh, sorry. I put down a plate of spaghetti. The two dogs on their own organically fall in love. 6 months later, I have to assume.
And that's how you breed good dogs, honestly. Love. Love is the secret ingredient.
Yeah,
and it's the secret ingredient in Adel's pasta.
And good dogs give birth to good boys. Who's
Amen.
A good boy and who's a good girl?
Good dogs make weak times. Weak men make hard dogs. Dog time makes fun dogs.
And Aaron, all dogs go to heaven except for Wishbone, who's in hell. What's the first riddle?
Heaven, reading is important. What happens after the end of time?
Oh, no.
What happens after the end of time?
A period? What happens at a space?
Yeah, is this ends? Like a? They say time. You failed the tryout. Better luck next year.
Pencils down.
No.
No. What happens at the end of time?
Is it the bottom part of the E?
Yeah, like actually,
you finish spelling it.
You're overthinking it, but you're kind of got it. So yeah, I'll accept two
it
answers
resets?
To this.
Back to one. Back to noon.
JBC, you kind of said it.
Is it E?
Yeah. And then the other one I would accept is a question mark because it's a question after the end of time, question mark.
Okay, got question. It.
But that's the first riddle. The next one is, what is the longest word in the dictionary?
This is penis or something. Right?
No.
What is the longest? Well, penis is usually 5.6 letters on average.
On average.
What is the longest word in the English language?
Just in the dictionary.
Oh, is this like false? What is not the longest word? It's something else. It's like that Hawaiian fish.
Yeah.
Or anti-dysenterianism.
Oh, yeah. My cousin got anti-dysenterianism. Really fucked him up for a couple of weeks.
What is the longest word in the dictionary?
What is the longest word?
Your hint is it's not
longest?
A long word. No,
what?
It's not longest.
It's the longest word.
But
oh, is it?
Is it the word?
I know it. it's uh-huh. smile because there's a it's smiles because there's a mile between each S.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, oh, yeah, which between right. those two riddles should move on?
Second one.
I like the second one because it, every time I hear the answer to that one, I do it do make me smile to be like, okay, silly,
it
silly
do make
riddle.
Me smile. Because I think when you say what comes after, what comes at the end of time?
Yeah, that
I
one doesn't.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
There's like a phrasing issue on the first one that I'm not a big fan of. So I'll go with the smiles.
Great. All right. So these next ones are the some of our more wordy riddles. So two men walk into a restaurant by the sea and sit at a bar. Both men are covered in water. Both men order a plate of albatross and take one bite. Yeah. After chewing yeah. and swallowing, the first man stands up, walks outside, and kills himself, while the other finishes his meal. Why?
This is the guy who was, you know, marooned on a ship, and he ate the albatross, and he thought it was an albatross,
no.
but he tasted real albatross and realized, I ate my friend, you know, Dick Peterson or whatever.
No, first guy didn't want to pay the bill.
Yeah, he didn't want to pay that bill.
That's the answer. He didn't want to pay that bill. No, JBC, you are correct.
And that's one of those riddles that I remember from, like, being a child. That's like an old-ass riddle.
Yeah, this is one of the core riddles. Okay.
Yeah.
Next one. There's a light bulb inside a closet. The door is closed and you cannot see if the light is on or off through the door. However, you know the light is off to start. Outside of the closet, there are three light switches. One of the door light switches controls the light bulb in the closet. You can flip the switches however you want, but once you open the door, you can no longer touch the switches.
You touched the light bulb to see if it was hot.
Yeah, it's the hot light bulb riddle.
No.
Oh, and just like... Imagine
what?
The light bulb.
Imagine Aaron, you said no?
No.
This isn't the hot light bulb riddle?
Like no, this actually
like
has a real
red
answer.
Teddy? Huh?
Wait, that is the answer to that's the answer to this riddle, right?
No.
I think the answer works, though.
No.
Huh.
Well, yeah, but you have, it's not the full answer. I'm saying like there's a full.
Oh, so you would try the first one.
No, you try the first two and then you feel the thing. And if it was warm, then you, you know, you can only have to like flip one of those two. You've narrowed it down from two to three.
Flip switch number one and wait a few minutes. Flip switch number one back to its original position and then immediately flip switch number two. Open the door. If the light is on, then switch number two controls it. If the light is off, then go and feel the bulbs with your hand. If the bulb is hot, then switch number one controls it. And yeah. if the bulb is cold, then switch number three.
I just want to say in my defense, I apologize, I just said feel the light bulb because JBC for the last one said he ate his friend Howard Johnson or whatever.
Good point. But I think it's a little bit more nuanced. Howard Johnson.
Like Frasier, like the new Frasier.
Which of those two do you like the most? These are two heavy hitters, I think.
Aaron, I think the second one is, I will say the second one is more satisfying. But if I'm specifically thinking of giving riddles to an Uber driver, I want them focused on the road. And the minute you start making them think of like... processing different orders and math and everything.
All right, well, don't think of it as Uber driver. Think of it as someone who asks for a riddle.
Here's my thing. I think I got to go with the second one because I just don't think that when someone says, I'd like to hear a riddle, they consent to be like, hear a story about cannibalism. Like, that's like, it's like how you don't want to do like a double child murder riddle. And people are like, whoa, hey, man, like, come on. I was hoping to like, which nickel is the shiniest or some shit. Like, just give me like a basic thing. So I'm going to go anti-discannibalism, something that my cousin had, and go with the light bulb riddle.
I'm going to go, if we're taking driving or concentrating out of the equation, then I'm going to say light bulb riddle. Because that's one you could solve if you think it through. I think the albatross one is such a leap that it's hard to, I think that's going to be frustrating for someone to hear.
Yeah.
Great. I'm with you. That one moves forward. What do a rabbit and a plum have in common?
They're both put into pies during Christmas? A rabbit.
Whoa, Adel. No.
Tricks used to be for kids. Aaron, can I say? Tricks used to be for kids, and then I solved that problem.
If you stick your
finger... Kids can still eat pie.
If you stick your finger deep into either one of them, it comes out blue.
JPC, I hate that
aye,
so
Captain.
Much. I included this one because it's a very common riddle trope, and I wanted to have one of these in here.
Oh, I was saving them both, Aaron, and yet you ate them in the icebox.
Mm.
No.
Okay.
Riddles do like to be talking about the fucking icebox.
This one, I call this kind of a riddle a fuck you riddle.
Plum. So there's sugar, the most famous plum of all time, sugar plum fairy.
No, this you're giving this riddle too much credit by actually trying to suss it out.
Is it a rabbit and a plum? It's a rabbit and a plum?
Mm-hmm.
And it's, what do they have in common?
Yeah.
They're both things.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Kind of. So the answer is they are both purple except the rabbit.
Wow.
So this is representation of the fuck you riddle inside
of
it.
Yeah, this one I will say is not going to advance.
This is like an A24 riddle where it's like, aren't we artistic? Yeah. See how this riddle was shot? And it's like, just make a good riddle.
Yeah.
A father and son have a car accident and they are both badly hurt. They are both taken to separate hospitals. When the boy is taken in for operation, the surgeon says, I cannot do surgery because this is my son. How is this possible?
Doctor's name was Friday.
The son is gay.
Well, yes, but that doesn't really apply. It doesn't really matter here.
I'm trying to update this riddle for 2023 and make it more festive.
Yeah, having a doctor not operate on a kid because he's gay is updating it.
Yeah.
It's the guy who climbs Mount Everest.
accidentally.
He climbed Mount Everest, but he's gay. He's gay.
I'm sorry.
Best news blooper of all time. Aaron, I gotta say number one with a bullet would be the doctor with a mother.
Doctor with a mother has to move forward, yeah.
Okay.
Classic.
I assumed so. In a room, there are 53 bicycles. There's a table in the middle of the room. A dead man with a bullet hole in his head is slouched in a chair face down on the table. What happened?
Deck of cards, bicycles with cards, and he was cheating at poker or something.
Mm-hmm. I'll say this is not a strong favorite of mine. I think the fact that decks of cards, I feel like used to be way more common. I think decks of cards have kind of fallen out with the majority of the population at this point.
Yeah, it might be hard for someone to get this, especially if they're young, I think. I feel like this is an old fashioned.
I got to say, there was a period of my life where I would, maybe for 2.5 years or something, I would carry around a deck of cards just because it's so fun to shuffle and fiddle with cards when you're watching something, doing something. Such before fidget spinners and all these newfangled things, a deck of cards was so tactile and fun. Also,
Adel, you're coughing up dust.
Also, I used to cut the fingers off my glove, carry a deck of cards around and throw them thinking I was Gambit. So that's sad.
I used to carry around a deck of cards, but it was most of the deck had been removed because I only carried around enough to play euchre with because we would play euchre during silent period at school. And that was very fun to play euchre without talking at all. It's a very fun way to play that.
Euchre's an outstanding game.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. So we solved that one, right?
You solved that one.
Is it that he cheated at poker or something?
Yeah, you got it. Okay. You got it right. Yeah, yeah. Also, before I move forward, I know that some iconic riddles that we have loved on the show have not made this list, but I wanted to limit myself to ones that people submitted.
Gotcha.
Because I thought if other people remember them and not just our broken brains, then they must be good.
And if I've ever done something that's a mistake or bad, it was because someone else did it as well. I mean, that's an easy blanket statement for us all to make, right?
Yes. It's nothing I ever do is my fault. I will never take responsibility for my own actions.
Absolutely. Aaron, do we have time in this for a scene?
Yeah, sure. Only maybe 3 scenes across the episode. So
okay. We'll save it. We'll save ours.
No. Adam, what would you like to see?
Across the episodes, my favorite Beatles movie. I'm going to say... Aaron and JPC, you are a husband-wife duo. You, sort of like Beanie Babies for a while, or coins on QVC, you thought that bicycles were going to be super valuable. So you stocked up on bicycles. You have 50-plus bicycles, and you've just gotten news that bicycles are not a hot item.
What are we going to do?
Okay, let's...
I can't get to our sink. I can't even get to any sink in our house. I don't know where our kids are. They're under all these bikes.
You're spiraling, okay? Look, don't worry about that. We have the bicycles, okay? Look, we're not going to end up being able to become millionaires off these bicycles like we thought, but that doesn't mean that we don't, have something here, okay? Let's just think about it holistically. We have all these bicycles.
My whole life is hitting my ankle on the... pedal of a bike. It hurts so bad.
No. This could be good. Mountains and a molehill. So silver lining. We have to figure. What if we?
I'm gonna bike away. I think from you. I'm gonna bike away. I'm gonna start a new life.
How
to bike?
How are you gonna get out of here? Okay. You can't maneuver. You can't get one of these bikes out. They're all spoked together.
They're getting tighter around me every time I try to move.
It doesn't matter. Okay. But it's our life. We're here. We have the bikes. We have to make the. What if we start a race? What if we start like a bike race for a charity?
But people don't care about bikes.
But people care about charity, okay? The bikes are worthless, but the charity, that could be it.
Bells on the bike?
Bells on the bike?
What if we sell it for parts?
Parts?
people.
Why aren't you understanding? We just got the same phone call. These bikes are worthless, okay? The bike market has bottomed out.
What if we, tries to get out?
And that's how the Tour de France was created.
Scene.
Oh, yeah? And one more thing. I was the wife in that scene.
Wow.
And
I was trapped in her bikes,
but I was gay. So,
okay.
Interesting, huh?
Okay. And the next riddle is, you are in a room with no windows, doors, or exits. The only items in the room are a mirror and a table. How do you escape?
Hate this. This is one of my least favorite riddles of all time. You look into the mirror, you see what you saw, you take out the saw, you cut the This riddle sucks.
Yeah, look in the mirror.
It's magical realism. This is like the 100 years of solitude of riddles.
Back at the mirror to see what you saw. Use the saw to cut the table in half and join the two halves to make a hole. Put the hole on the wall and climb out.
That's some Looney Tunes. That's some Bugs Bunny shit.
Yeah.
Which one are you letting go forward?
Was that Groucho Marx?
Sure. What was the other one?
The bicycle one.
I say bicycle one. Both are rough, but I say bicycle is, you can figure that out. I think looking to the mirror, see what you saw, grab the saw, that leap is bonkers.
Yeah, the bicycle's moving forward, huh?
I don't like that the bicycles are moving forward, but I'm not going to fight Adel on this one. I think the bicycles are fine. We'll knock it out next round.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Most riddles are bad. Do you remember?
Yeah.
A man rode into town on Friday, stayed for three nights, and rode out on a Friday. How is that possible?
Holiday Inn's name is Friday.
Stayed a week. He lied.
He lied. Liar man.
This is gonna
be that the horse's name was Friday.
Name was Friday, as per our theme song. Mm-hmm. This moves ahead, of course.
Well, okay. And then this is a famous person wrote this. There's a riddle about a man who's locked in a room with nothing but a bed and a calendar. And the question is, how does he survive?
Oh, that's right. He eats the dates.
Mm-hmm. And?
Yeah. Oh, he eats the dates and drinks the pee or something like that.
No, drinks the water from the springs in the bed. And Kurt Vonnegut wrote that riddle.
I love Kurt Vonnegut. Famously, JPC, in your hometown, Kurt Vonnegut Museum. Yeah. Right,
but this is some see what you saw bullshit on this one as well. I like horses named Friday just because, I think it just works better as a riddle.
Okay, I do think that might be the riddle that people know the answer to the most, which is my hesitation about having it be my go-to riddle.
I think if you're gonna find some riddle enjoyers, they're gonna know that one the most. But I think also that's another one that you can get, and it makes you be like, oh, okay. When you hear the answer to the, you know, you eat the dates and drink the springs, you're like, come on, fuck off.
Totally. All right, ready?
That riddle's that's like the bruschetta of riddles. Like we all know we like it.
Oh, okay. I see.
But there's other things on the menu that are a little more.
Yeah, we want to get to the cacio pepe of riddles.
That's basically your catchphrase at this point, Adel, is Cacio Pepe, and I love it.
Cacio Pepe!
The man finds himself commuting to work in a car every day. Upon arrival to work each morning, he proceeds to drive his car in a circle four times before finally parking it and entering his office building. Why does the man drive in circles every day?
Aaron?
Adel?
Can I say something?
Sure.
In the time it took you to read that riddle, I wrote and mailed to myself, thereby making it official I own the idea.
Yep.
The phrase, Cacio Pepe me if you can. Now, I assume I'll write a script of this, of course, based on Catch Me If You Can, but this is...
Adel was saying that, and while Aaron was reading the riddle I didn't listen to, I was thinking of Cacio Pep phrase.
Oh, that's
like
good.
Your catchphrase. Cacio phrase Pepsi. Phrase.
Cacio phrase phrase. I'm on Amazon trying to find co-hosts for a podcast. Ooh, they're on Prime. Okay.
What?
I can fix this quickly.
2-day delivery for your co-hosts.
Yeah, they're great. They seem great. Five stars. Let's do this.
Converse.
What is the answer to that riddle? The man finds himself commuting to work in his car every day. Upon arrival to work each morning, he proceeds to drive his car in a circle four times before finally parking it and entering his office building.
He's looking for a spot.
Why does the man drive in circles every day?
He's looking for a spot, or he works in hell and he has to go down the little... Okay.
Is this like a guy who just absolutely hates what he does and he's just like, you know, I'll just drive around the block four more times.
I wish.
Make the donuts.
The other thing that I thought with this one was, is this like the Monopoly board? But the four times around the board doesn't make any sense. There's one riddle that is the Monopoly board.
But it's not like a parking garage with like the spiral.
It is
ramp?
A parking garage. Oh, it is a parking garage. Works in a crowded part of downtown is required to park on the fifth floor of a parking structure. So that is the first one.
Okay.
Second one is a naked man is lying dead in the desert. There are no footprints around him and there are no mountains in the distance. He's holding
Jesus
a straw.
Did it.
Burning Man.
No and no. What is the answer?
Is this the guy who skydived?
No, he's holding a straw. So he was in a hot air balloon and he drew the short straw.
Yep.
That's right. So he's naked because they were sinking, right? And they tried to throw everything overboard.
That
and
was
they
making
started
it heavier.
With clothes and everything. And then it was still sinking. So they said somebody had to jump over.
Exactly. So which of those two do you like better?
Didn't realize how many riddles involved death.
I think I gotta think that the straw desert naked one is the more classico of these two riddles, so that's the one I'm gonna go with.
And great. Thank you for bruschetta, classico, cacio pepe. Thank you for, let's keep referring
I'm
to these riddles.
I'm speaking this guy's pasta.
Thank you.
Well, while we speak pasta, let's go on a quick break, and then we'll be back to decide what the ultimate riddle is.
Ciao, Bella. Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could... Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or... Yeah, take a picture of your aura, because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have. People
can
actually
see
that. Sometimes I, like the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop
crying.
Me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
This show is brought to you by Helix Sleep. You know what? All of this... trying to get Aaron out of this ancient evil book that she's been sucked into has really drained me, Adel. And I think it's time for us to just take a little nap. And what better way to do it than on our Helix Sleep mattresses?
Oh, Helix Sleep is the saving grace in my life right now. I'm so stressed. Mm-hmm. I didn't think I'd be able to sleep. But because of my Helix Sleep mattress, I sleep like a baby, even though Aaron's, you know, somewhere in the dark abyss of the book.
And we don't know. We don't know what's in the book. We just know that it's a book. We don't know that she doesn't have a Helix Sleep mattress in there. We don't know that inside of the book you can't take the Helix Sleep quiz, which I did,
right.
And I got matched with a Midnight Lux mattress, which is one of the best nights sleep I've ever had on this mattress. It's such a relaxing sleep. And we don't know that that's not what Erin's experiencing in the book that she got sucked into.
Yes, and we realize everybody is unique, and everyone sleeps differently. You know, Erin sleeps inside of a book. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. I know me, Gemma, our cats, we all lay on this bed and we all just zonk. We're all just so comfortable.
Yeah. Plus, it's shipped straight to your door free of charge, and you get a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. Plus, models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side, models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions, plus enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night. And if there were to be a mattress that helps you sleep in the abyss of the book that you're trapped into, I think Helix would be a strong contender for making that mattress, which they don't currently, I do have to say.
Yeah, and we should say their sort of booklet that comes with the mattress, if you open that, you're totally fine. You're not going to, it's not going to put you in a new sort of...
The book that Aaron got sucked into was over 100 years old. So yes, Helix hasn't been around as a company for that long. Not to knock them, but I mean, like, a lot of companies haven't been around for over 100 years.
They're going to be. And that's because
they certainly will.
That's because they're doing such things as offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/riddle and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
And don't touch 100-year-old books.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We are back with our riddles bracket to decide what riddle I will tell people when they find out I'm on a riddle podcast.
Also, Casey during the break said Casio Sleepe, but that's
phenomenal.
That's great.
It's got to be Casio Sleepo.
Casio Sleepe.
I appreciate you trying to say Sleepe, but it's going to be Sleepo.
Is he typing? There he is.
Yeah, he said yeah. He said yeah. He admit it.
Yeah. Okay. There is a dead man hanging from the ceiling in a noose with a puddle of water underneath him. The room is a legendary no way in, no way out room. The noose is too far in the air to jump into. How did the man hang himself?
But he stood on a block of ice.
Yes.
Yep. It's the block of ice murder.
And then Adel. So this is sort of, I don't know how to address this without revealing the order in which we record things. We recorded a Jeopardy episode.
Yeah.
Our Patreon that Janet was on. I don't know if it's come out yet. I don't know if it's coming out. But one of the answers to the riddles was on that episode. You're running a race and pass the person in second place. What place are you in now? So second I had place. Read that today, and that's how I knew, and I cheated. And I promised I would cheat in that game, and I did cheat, and now you're finding out.
Wow. That's funny. You did first thing before we even got to the categories, is you said, I am going
to
cheat.
And I did, and I ended up, I didn't even mean to cheat, and then I cheated. How fun.
It's not cheating to know things. Knowing things isn't cheating.
I mean, I had read it that day, and I didn't tell you that I had...
That's right. You also don't ever have to reveal why you know things. No one ever checks. No one says, how do you know
you're giving me
that?
A headache, JPC.
It would be funny if on...
I'm giving you a headache.
It'd be funny if on Real Jeopardy, someone's like, they buzz in and they're like, Charles Dickens. And they're like, hey, Ken, I just want to say...
Get his phone.
I read Great Expectations 2 years ago. And you're like,
get his phone. Search for Charles Dickens. See if he's been texting anybody about Charles Dickens in the last couple of days. That was too fast, Ken Jennings.
Okay. Which of these two riddles is going to move forward?
So it was, what position are you in, second place, and then block of ice?
Yeah.
I think just so we don't end up with all gruesome, gory riddles, I'm going to say the race one.
Yeah, we haven't really had a riddle yet, I think, in this contest that is like, hey, just think about it for 1 second, you know, and like, I'm giving you the information, Mr. Policeman. So I'll go with the race one as well.
Mm-hmm. Great. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Who makes it but has no need of it? Who buys it but has no use
coffin.
For it? Who uses it but can neither see nor feel it? What is it?
An echo.
Adel?
Coffin.
Big a coffin. You answer me, but I never ask a question. What am I?
JPC?
Yeah, I guess I've never really asked a question.
Oh, the phone?
Yes,
the door?
Telephone.
Okay. Yeah.
So, which of those two, kind of similar?
Wow. I'm going to immediately go against what I just said last round, and I'm going to say the casket one. Even though it's gruesome, there's not specific details.
And yeah, I don't know like that it's gruesome. One. It's just about a casket. I go casket just, one.
I think that's
yeah.
clever. That's a very clever one.
Great. Only one color, but not one size. Stuck at the bottom, yet I easily fly. Present in sun, but not in rain. Doing no harm and feeling no pain. What am I? I feel like my lisp is out to play today.
is this one shadow? Is this a shadow?
This is a shadow. Okay. There had to be one shadow on
here. There has
to
be one shadow.
This is
one
the shadow of a girl.
And I have a prediction that shadow's going up against egg, but Aaron, continue your...
I mean, you're going to go...
I'm going to say cloud.
You guys are on track that I picked these two to go together because they are classic answers to riddles.
Okay.
Peanut butter and jelly, shadow and egg.
What has four fingers and a thumb but isn't alive?
An egg.
A glove.
A glove. Are we going to go team shadow riddle or team glove riddle?
I'm team glove. I'm Glovo on this one.
I'm Glovo.
Glovo? Yeah.
Cacio Glovo.
Yeah.
I'm shocked. I'm shocked.
Call me Childish Gambino because I am all about the Glover.
And if you're a fan of our first episode ever, this is a riddle that Alice Stanley submitted to the show in episode one. There is a cabin in the woods. There is no footprints around the cabin. There are seven people inside and they're all dead. They all died at the same time. There's no one else in the cabin. How did the people die?
Aaron, I'm no joke. This is the go-to riddle I give when people ask me to give them a riddle.
Oh.
Truly, this is the go-to. And it's obviously the pot is sweetened by the fact that the one and only Alice Stanley submitted it because she's the best. It's a cabin of an airplane.
Mm-hmm. What can travel around the world while staying in a corner? And this is another one that I feel like is a pretty
Little Jack Horner.
Heavy.
This is a stamp.
Hitter. This is a stamp.
These are two of the best.
This is two one seeds going up against each other.
Yeah,
wow.
This is tough.
Aaron, this sucks. This is too hard.
Woo!
I got to go cabin in the woods because that's literally my go-to when people ask me to tell them a riddle.
I'll take cabin in the woods as well. My go-to when people ask me about what I do for work is I say, you want to put your fingers in this position on the fret. And that's an A. And then that's a C.
And someone's like, that's pretty high up for a fret.
We got another classic. Here we go. Johnny's mother had three children. The first was named April. The second was named May. What was the name of the third child?
Jonathan.
Mm-hmm.
No.
It's Johnny, right?
Yes.
Yeah. No,
nobody's a Johnny. They're a Jonathan.
Well, I'm a Johnny. What? No. Johnny O'Mara's a Johnny.
Oh, really?
Oh.
No. He just goes by Johnny.
Oh, my God. Some months have 30 days and some months have... GPC, how much of what you say is true, percentage-wise?
But he's gay. And now, the mirror on society, flip that back on you.
Some months have 30 days and some months have 31 days. How many have 28?
All of them.
All of them. Yeah, all so of them. Which of those two
all
is
of
moving
the months?
Forward? And also, I think this might be a good episode for people to try out the show if they haven't listened before, because...
Absolutely.
You might not have heard all of these.
Nice onboarding episode. I would say the months, the how many days, because that's like a clever one. That's one where you could suss it out if you stop to think about it.
I mean, the
Johnny
one
too,
well.
But the months one is more satisfying to solve.
They both have a similar thing where it's like, yeah, you already have all the information. I've given it to you type of thing. I'm going to go with the months as well.
Jack and Judy were lying on the floor dead. There was a puddle of water and broken glass on the floor. How did they die?
Yeah. This is the one where they're fish, and they fish. Died because mm-hmm. someone broke the fish tank.
Jack was cheating on
yes
with Jill.
A cat broke it.
Cat broke it.
What occurs once in every minute, twice in every moment, but never in 1,000 years?
An orgasm.
An orgasm.
Huh. The letter I?
No.
Or what was it? Wait, was it once every
minute, twice in every moment, but never in 1,000 years?
It's M. It's got to be M.
M&M.
I like the M. I like the letter M one more than I like the fish on the floor one. I don't
really?
Like ones where it's like...
We're
I don't
knocking
like
out our
like,
theme song
like
one by one
here. I like the fish one. Yeah, I like the fish one.
Where it's like the twist is that like... I guess this is like the horse's name Friday. They were fish. Like the twist is that these things are something else. I don't know.
So what are you picking?
Well, I said fish and he said...
Sleepo?
It's the first time we've ever disagreed. Oh, yeah, Casey, you have to tell us. What do you like better?
Do you like the
fish?
Letter M or the fish riddle? I'm with JPC.
Letter M.
Letter M. I speak without a mouth and hear without ears. I have no body, but I come alive with wind. What am I?
Apple Home. Fart. Google Home. The home
no,
devices.
Not a fart, not
Siri.
A fart. Well, kind of. Honestly, it's kind of funny, Adel. Kind of.
Well, kind of forever.
An Echo.
Yes, an Echo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, an Amazon Echo.
The more it dries, the wetter it gets. What is it?
A towel.
All right.
My butt,
which of those
Aaron,
two?
And I told you that in confidence.
Which of those two moves forward?
I like the towel.
Towel.
Yeah. It's quick. It's simple. I will do the towel one pretty often if I'm giving a riddle.
All right. There's a man that takes the elevator down from the 21st.
Who?
That's so funny. There's a man that takes the elevator down from the 21st floor of his apartment building in order to get to work every day. When the workday is over and he comes back home, he takes the elevator to the 15th floor and takes the stairs the rest of the way up. The only time he goes all the way up to the 21st floor is when there is somebody else in the elevator or it's raining outside. Why is this?
Is this something?
See, I hate this one. He's short and he needs the umbrella to reach the number, to like press the number.
Yes.
But if it's going to save you like 7 flights of stairs, you walk around with the umbrella every day. I don't care if it's not ready. People are like, why do you have the umbrella? I'll be like, because it saves me 7 flights of stairs.
So you love that one?
No. That's one of my least favorite riddles.
What has no beginning, middle, or end?
Hey, this podcast? Podcasts. We're in agreement.
What has no
beginning, middle, or end?
This one made me smile.
No beginning, a snake.
No beginning, no middle, and no end. Mm-hmm. Is this like a sale at Kohl's?
No, that's amazing.
It's just kind of ongoing.
That's really funny.
Just no every time you go in there, it's 20% off.
No beginning, middle, or end. Aaron, can we have a hint? Yeah, here's a musical. A spiral.
Oh, a circle?
A
circle?
Labyrinth.
Yeah, but what is a circle? Name things that are circles.
This got philosophical. What is a circle? An Ouroboros. Snake eating its own tail. A donut.
A donut!
Pac-Man. A donut.
Which of those two move forward?
Donut one, obviously.
Donut one.
Yeah.
All right. Jennifer and Madeline went out for lunch. Both order iced tea to drink. Jennifer, I have PTSD from this. Jennifer had an appointment later, so
Aaron.
She finished her drink quickly and finished
Aaron,
two more at a
so
time.
So brave of you to bring
it
up this
Madeline
riddle.
To finish just
poison.
One. Soon after, Madeline dropped dead, but Jennifer was unharmed. The police ruled it as a murder and found that
how many
drinks
people submitted this one? Because I do think that you are being bullied online. This is cyberbullying. This is cyberbullying.
Aaron, if we run out of time, this wins hands down, and the answer is pee out the poison.
No, okay. Yes. About 4 people submitted this. Also, about 50 people submitted your mom. I had to go you are mom.
Adel's mom.
They said that when I said, hey, what's the best riddle of all time on Instagram? And everyone was like, your mom, your mom, your mom, your mom, your mom. And I just
independently,
but
that was
mom.
One of the options?
No, they just wrote that. That was a write-in option that they just decided to
write.
Were
they all at a party together?
No, they just, we all.
In 1996?
It's the demographic of people who listen to the show. They go, I could be helpful or I could be a JPC and write your mom. And they went with the latter option.
First of all, I would say your dad. I'd say turn the mirror back on you, society, and now everyone understands what it's like.
And when you turn the mirror on me, I see your dad. I take the dad. I saw the dad in half. Take the hole from the butthole of the
great,
dad.
Great, now I gotta get a new dad.
What is the answer to that riddle? The real answer. I mean, the real answer is
it's
pee
the
out the poison.
Poison is in the ice.
Yes.
But the real answer
the real
is
answer
that she
pees
out
the poison.
Jennifer
and that's
drank
number,
her ice
if
tea
we run out of time, that's number one for sure.
Too that quickly wins. For the ice melt. There is a word and 6 letters it contains. Take one away, and 12 is what remains. What word is it?
Dozens.
Yes. Which of those two move forward?
Pee out the poison.
Pee out the poison.
Pee out the poison.
And Aaron.
First dead stop ever in the history of the show.
Aaron, not to stress you out.
What's up?
Do we have time to get through the rest of this bracket?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I think the second round, once I've read all of them, I'll just have to give a keyword.
Yes.
If you have me, you want to share me. But if you share me, you no longer have me. What am I?
Friend.
A secret.
A secret. 2 girls were born to the same mother on the same day, at the same time, in the same month and year, and yet they are not twins. How can this be?
Triplets.
Different features.
Yeah, they're triplets. So what moves forward? A secret or triplets?
Secret.
Secret triplets sounds like a 1990s book series.
Yeah.
Adel, do you agree? Secret moves forward?
So I'm going to say, I think I like triplets better.
Sleepo?
Okay, Casey. Sleepo got to break the tie.
That's when you have to sort of, you're in the micro and you have to zoom out to the macro to be like, they're still twins, but there's a third.
Someone did ask, I don't remember where, but they were like, why do they call him Sleepo? And I think it was on a Patreon episode that we decided that his name was Sleepo. So I think it's very funny that we just brought that through.
This Avatar motherfucker said, both are great. Come on.
Casey, can I get you maybe some syrup or a couple of pads of butter, or are you fine with just this waffle, okay?
Fucking Casey pit. Said Secret is so quick, so I prefer that.
Yeah, Secret.
Okay,
surprise,
great.
Surprise.
You throw away the outside and cook the inside. Then you eat the outside and throw away the inside. What did you eat?
Olive Pork. Garden.
What did you eat?
What did you eat? Get that out of your mouth. No. Let it go. You ate a water... No,
watermelon.
You ate a watermelon egg? What is this one?
A watermelon egg?
Not a watermelon, not an egg.
No, watermelon is the...
You stop
it green and you go at red or something. That's watermelon. But
No one submitted that one.
Wait, can you repeat this one? Sorry.
You cook the inside and throw out the outside.
You throw away the outside cook the inside. Then you eat the outside and throw away the inside. What did you eat?
Ass?
Is it a pumpkin?
Addle. No, not a pumpkin, but I guess closer with pumpkin. There's something that you have, an outside layer you have to take off to eat, and then you eat.
Oh, a banana. Parfait. That's right. It's a banana.
No.
A yolk plate.
Damn it.
Top of a yolk plate? Do you pronounce the T in yolk plate? Yolk plate yourself?
That was a lot of fun. I move quick, so I'm just going to tell you. It's an ear of corn.
Oh, yes, right. It's the husk and the kernel. Yes.
And in the last riddle... How much dirt is there in a hole that's 4 feet by 5 feet by 6 feet?
Zero. There's
zero
no dirt in a hole.
Exactly. What moved forward?
Ear of corn.
Yeah, that corn one.
All right. Round two. We're going to fly through this.
Hey, Aaron.
What's up?
Not to stress you out, but now that we're going to be able to choose between these pretty quickly, I think we have too much time left.
Lord. What is the longest word in a dictionary? Riddle.
I forgot.
Verse. Light bulb inside a closet. Heat.
I'm going to go with smiles.
Smiles. Okay.
Yeah, smiles on this one for sure.
Here's what, Aaron, I would go with light bulb, but then it's going to be a tie, and then Casey will side with JPC. So I'll just
cut
out the middleman.
He's such a victim. A father and son of a car accident, the doctor's mother riddle, or the 53 bicycles?
Wow. The doctor's and mother's, again, just classico, just like the fettuccine Alfredo. But the bicycle one is clever, but dark. Do we want clever and dark or classic? And it's the mother one's too known, right? It's too well known.
Are you putting that into the consideration, though? Like, is the consideration point, like, this is well known?
I'd say follow your heart here.
Because here's the
heart,
thing.
Playing card.
I think both of these riddles don't really even work anymore, because I think, like, people are like, what, bicycle is a brand of playing cards? What the fuck are you talking about? Yeah. And the doctor's the mother one is like, what do you mean? How is that a riddle?
Women,
like, of course
have been doctors for years.
Yeah.
You gotta pick.
But I'll go doctor's the mother just for its cultural capita. Cultural cachet.
Yeah, I'll do the same since it's part of our theme song and all.
Great. Next to horse's name is Friday verse a man is naked lying dead in the desert with straw and clothes.
I really like
horse's name Friday.
Ooh, Sleepo.
Sleepo. I've been through the sleepo on a horse with no rein. I've been waiting to see what he say.
So you don't think kids today know bicycle playing cards, but you're singing a song by the band America?
Adel picked the man is laying dead in the desert, Casey, but don't let that be the factor.
You know the name of that band?
That one. Oh, okay. So horse's name is Friday. Getting knocked out.
Casey and I are okay now.
Did not expect that.
Knocking out a horse, only if it's a cop horse.
I just gotta say, I have to come on mic and say, Adel, you have no idea how much my consideration for you being mad at me for choosing JPC is already part of the equation in those first two choices. I was like, man, I really do like that secret one more, but I don't want Adel to be mad at me.
Yeah.
Next riddle. You're running a race and pass the person second place riddle versus who makes it but has no need of it coffin riddle.
I'm going to say coffin.
Coffin.
Whoa.
Yeah, coffin for sure.
I'm very surprised.
That's a very. I'd say that's a top 10 riddle.
Wow. Okay. I'm just surprised. What has four fingers and a thumb and isn't alive? The glove riddle.
This guy. Oh,
and
this
then
guy.
The yeah, cabin in the woods riddle.
Cabin in the woods.
Yeah, let's go cabin in the woods.
This is cabin in the woods. Who cried a river mm-hmm. and drowned?
I like the glove riddle. It's a hard matchup, but I think cabin in the woods one has to move on.
All right. Some months have 30 days riddles, or it occurs once every minute, twice every moment, but never in 1,000 years.
I'm pretty meh on both of these, but I think I would lean towards the letter M one. I don't think we have one like that where you have to like figure out the letter yet.
Yeah, I like that it's like the answer is right in front of you, and then they kind of are like, oh, I see. It's in the words, not in the mm-hmm. concept. I like that. Yeah, I'm going to go with the M one as well.
Great. The more it dries, the wetter it gets versus what has no beginning, middle, or end, a donut.
I'm going to go with the first one because now I just can't stop thinking about JPC's butt.
Yeah.
And how
it's getting pretty wet, Aaron. Is that a good problem for the podcast?
No. Are you going with the towel one?
Towel. Yeah, I'll go with towel one.
Right. Pee out the poison. Poison was in the ice one. Versus...
Pee out the poison.
Aaron, no need to even say the other
pee
one.
Pee out the poison.
If you have poison. Me, you want to share me a secret one. If you share me, you no longer have me.
We oh, actually, that one.
Poison.
Poison. Come on.
Poison. All right.
Like Rob Lowe's hair in the early 90s, late 80s, poisoned. That took too long.
Took too long. That was the problem with it.
All right. If you throw away the outside and cook the inside, the ear of corn riddle versus yep. longest word in the dictionary, smiles.
I got to think. I think I like ear of corn better on this one.
Yeah. Yes, because that's, yeah. Because you're limited by food. It's not like anything in the world. It's definitely food. And the yeah. smiles one is like you have to think of every word in the dictionary. So I'm going to say the ear of corn one is a better yeah, constructed ear of corn. One. Yeah.
Okay. Doctor was the mother riddle versus hot air balloon picking straws riddle.
Say hot air balloon.
Honestly, God. Yeah, let's go hot air balloon.
Do you see if it makes you feel better, we could make the hot air balloon gay?
Hey, by the way, you can't make the hot air balloon gay.
Oh, brother. Okay.
Culture and society have already done that for you, my friend.
The coffin riddle, who makes it but has no need for it, versus yes. cabin of an airplane.
Coffin.
Cabin of an airplane.
Whoa, Sleepo, you're up.
Coffin versus cabin. And remember, Casey, I literally don't care.
Yeah.
Cabin of the airplane.
Wow. Okay. This is getting
my next 40X ticket is on me, Casey.
Oh, wow. Okay. Blackmail. What occurs in every minute, twice in every moment, but never in 1,000 years? The letter M. The more it dries, the wetter it gets. A towel.
I like the towel one.
I see. I was going to say I still like towel because of JPC's butt.
Yeah.
This cannot win just because you keep thinking of JPC's butt. We got to be for real about this.
My butt got second place in a beauty contest. You tell me, Aaron, if it can't win this little bracket of yours.
Pee out the poison. The poison was in the ice versus you throw away the outside, cook the inside.
Oh, this is such pee out the poison.
Tough. It's got to be pee out the poison.
All right.
I'm shocked we don't have merch that just says pee out the poison.
Wow.
It's almost like the like warning signs. You know how sometimes on electrical devices or on food products there'll be like a warning sign. It should be a hazard sign that says pee out the poison.
Yeah, or that's a caution wet floor sign of a person like slipping and falling on their back, but it just says pee out the poison.
Or a caution wet butt.
Man lying dead in the desert with the straw around him. First cabin of an airplane.
Cabin
of an airplane.
Although that man could have been from that same airplane.
We are of one mind when it comes to cabin on the airplane.
Wow, that I can't believe that one might win.
Don't worry, it won't. Pee out the poison's going to win.
Pee out the poison's going to win.
The more it dries, the wetter it gets. What is it versus pee out the poison?
Pee out the poison.
JPC's thinking.
God, this is one of the hardest. Pee out the poison.
okay, pee out the poison versus cabin of an airplane.
Oh, Aaron's possessed.
Drowning.
Aaron's possessed.
Drowning.
By the power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you.
Casey, before they give their answer, can you hop on the mic and weigh in on which of these two you like better, if you don't mind?
Can I say something about the cabin one?
Sure.
I remember hearing that as a child as like one of the first more lateral thinking kind of riddles and hating it.
Wow.
I just remember being like so mad. But now as an adult, I fucking love it. I think it's such a good riddle. It's so smart. So I just have an attachment to that one.
Casey, exact same story of my life, but replace the riddle with green olives.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I'm doing that in my head and I like it.
I used to hate them and then I grew up and I'm like, these are delicious.
Same story of my life, except replace all of the details that you shared and the person it happened to. And then it's you've got my life to a T.
The last thing also, pee out the poison. I think that happened before I was on the show. That would have also had nostalgic associations maybe for me, but.
You're not going to make me feel guilty for that, Casey. I don't know what the fuck you're trying to pull right now.
Ah, damn it. Why'd I say it?
That's what we call a PS. That's a pre-sleepo. And again, pre-sleepo can still get you pregnant.
What's it going to be?
Aaron, I don't want us to say it. I think you know the answer. And I think because you created
Aaron,
a sting, memorable legacy of an answer, I would like you to say it.
I'd like you to say it, Aaron.
So, Aaron, let's give you the riddle. So, two women
it
are...
It was the cabin of the airplane.
No. Wrong. She got it wrong.
Aaron, two women are out.
That's not what I wanted her to
two
say.
Two women are at Spago. They both order the same drink. One drinks it quick. One drinks it slow. There's ice in both glass and there's poison in the ice. Why did the person who drink it quick not die?
Well, the real answer is poison in the ice. But the real answer is she peed out the poison.
Yay.
Aaron, Adel, anything to plug?
Aaron, I don't. Here's the thing. I don't like to be disgusting or vulgar on this podcast. That's not something that I like. But when I tell you now that multiple times a week when I pee, I think about peeing out the poison. That's
really?
Just something that happens in my brain whenever I pee. In fact, sometimes I even say, peeing out the poison.
What an honor.
Sounds like a song by America.
Yeah.
Adel, anything to plug?
Yes. Thank you so much. I will take the podium and, oh, the hot mic. I want to plug two things, very important. In the past couple weeks, I've been listening to a lot of Oasis. So I think you should listen to Oasis.
Wow. Liam or Noel?
Liam, all the way. Big Liam, big Liam. He's the John Lennon to Noel Gallagher. Liam is John Lennon reborn. He said it himself. He's true rock and roll, where Liam is fake rock and roll. And the second thing I want to promote is all the other podcasts that we do, these scars. That includes, but not limited to, Bill Bubs, sitcom R&B.
Deeb. Sitcom R&B.
Say,
new podcast, taking it.
We'll say hello from the Magic Castle. The Word Association. Nothing funny there.
Nothing on that one.
Which is our tagline. Nothing funny there. And tell me about shit. So that's my plug. Aaron, do you have anything to plug?
All of those podcasts. Also, check out our Patreon. I feel like we've been having a lot of fun over there lately. Patreon.com/HeyRiddleRiddle. Do a free week trial and listen to some episodes. Come hang out. JBC, do you have a review to read?
I'd love to read a review if you want to get a review featured on the show. Just go to, Apple's, iTunes, anywhere you leave 5-star reviews. Just make sure you give us 5 big shining stars, and I might pick it to read. Hey, today I picked this one from Joey's98. I invited them to my wedding. Sorry for any typos. I've been listening since 2018, and I think this podcast has killed most of my brain cells. Anyway, 5 stars. I invited them to my wedding, and they said they're coming. And we did come, and we did record an episode about it. So you can listen to that at patreon.com/HeyRiddleRiddle. It's all there, baby.
Now, Aaron, when you pee out the poison, sometimes there's a big storm. No, that's Saturn.
Why do you feel there's like this is storm? An appropriate
Jupiter.
Question to ask Aaron?
Jupiter.
Pee out the poison forever.
Created by Adel Refai. Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. Emory Parrish did the music. Created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
get frisbees and submarines. If you like that, you're going to love this week's Patreon. It's another edition of our state series, and this time we're going to Connecticut. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month, or start your 7-day free trial, or the Review Crew for $8 a month, and you get those ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.